Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That show, that song is growing on me. And I say show because Brittany shows us the videos now. I don't know how you figured that out or how you get them all synced up. But she's holding on to that piano like it's a life raft.
Mm-hmm. He's a genius, Sarah, remember? We deemed him that. Thanks, like, gosh. I don't know, earlier on in the week.
You know, yeah. As I was watching that video, it's kind of a bummer. It doesn't really remind me of sweater boobs in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, no, I the more words I listened to, actually, I also feel like she ruined the song.
She's in a wet nightgown, for God's sake,
well,
you guys.
I know, but the part I heard had me joyfully reminiscing about sweater boobs. You know, the whole hand up the sweater thing. And then I guess if you keep listening, that just goes away.
Yeah.
Bummer.
I knew everything when I was young. It's pretty. It's nice.
It is pretty, yeah.
All right. Over to you, Vin. Take it away.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. That is the preferred form of communication these days. So feel free to text us. We do have a texting machine. It's not the best program, but, you know, it works.
I don't know why you can't just get all the text in one piece, but
I don't know why either.
Apparently, 10-word limit.
There was an upcharge for that, I guess. Yeah.
Keep them short, people.
Right. Okay, so here's where we'll begin. Hi, Vinny. I'm glad you remind people to wear a mask, but please remind them to wear the mask correctly over the nose. Have a great day. You and Sarah rock. That's from Marie.
Aww, that's very nice.
Yeah, there's a few times in stores. Actually, it happened to me. I think most recently was at a Home Depot run where the guy just, the employee had it on, but only around his mouth. And I backed up, way backed up. I had my mask on, but I was still like, Jesus.
Yeah.
You're not even trying. Anyway. I also saw one of the umpires in I think they were still doing the spring games
exhibition
or whatever.
Games, right?
Yeah, exhibition. But the umpire had he had a big face. You know, one of those guys blessed with giant head face.
Oh.
And so his mask did look tiny, but still, nonetheless, it was only over his mouth. And I thought, oh boy, this season's not going to make it.
I think that's medically known as pumpkin head.
Yeah, something like that. Mm. Right, pumpkin head. He had it, and his mask didn't cover, and that's no way to stay safe.
I just realized it's going to be easier to carve jack-o'-lanterns this year. You're only going to have to do the eyes, and then just put a mask on them, you know?
Well, we had already talked about what happens to Halloween because of this, and I'm thinking that most people will say it's canceled.
Yeah. No, I'm sure there won't be any trick-or-treating, but that doesn't mean I'm not carving my pumpkins. Come on. Right. Although maybe they won't have the pumpkin stand I usually go to. I guess they probably won't. The jumpy house is going to be off limits, right? Yeah, that's just a germ fest in there.
Mm-hmm. Salt mines naturally retain year-round temperature and humidity considered ideal for preserving paper and film. Also, Kansas tornadoes pose no problem. As the vault is burrowed the equivalent of 60 stories underground.
Damn! That's deep!
Someone else wrote in. Let me see if I can find that.
Holy cow.
Oh, I can't.
How do you find
that? Someone had written in that salt is a natural...
desiccant?
Oh, just wait until I get to it. But I thought... No, I thought that was rice. But okay. Anyway, don't they put rice in salt?
They do, to keep it from clumping together. Yep.
Right, because it... Well, anyway.
Is it salt? Salt prevents moisture?
That's the one. It says salt prevents moisture, you guys. And I'm like, I thought that was rice.
Didn't I thought you put rice in salt shakers to keep them from getting clumpy. Clumped clumpy.
And you also save your iPhone with rice.
Put in a bag of rice.
Maybe they don't have rice mines, therefore. And actually, yeah, now that I think of...
Sure.
Rice fields are actually very moist. So
very,
it
very
be,
wet, yes.
Okay, well, we're just talking about nothing now. The Geico Gecko is nothing more than a scab employee? Well, I mean, that came out of an actor strike, so you could consider it that, but you know, life goes on, unfortunately, sometimes.
People need to pay the bills.
Right.
It's a reality.
A machete is a terrible thing to keep by the bed until you need it.
Yeah, I guess true, right? Mm-hmm. Sure. Midnight gelding.
My ex wet the bed all the time. When he got drunk and passed out, he went on me a few times. At my house, I had to lay down towels under him. We aren't together anymore. I didn't sign up for that.
Yeah, that's a that's something that you need to have overcome as a younger person. I mean, if it happened like, oh man, why we got so ripped that one time that you peed yourself, like then it's like, oh, ha, ha, ha. But then if I've got to change the sheets every weekend twice, that's not fun anymore.
That's a sign maybe of a problem. And yeah. Not actually with your wiener. It may be your drinking, but whatever.
Yeah, oh, yeah, sure. Could be. And also, I don't want to buy a new mattress every week either.
Right,
like,
that is
gross,
super gross.
You know, it's like even in baby cribs, there's like a non-porous layer that you lay down for mishaps.
You bet. Absolutely.
Because, ugh.
So we finally found Sarah's boundaries. What's the bed? LMAO.
I got some boundaries. You'd be surprised. I talk a big game, but I'm not really up for much.
Well, not now.
Oh, even back in the day, that was too
one
much
of your
for
stories,
me.
Though. The weird thing about a few of your stories actually are guys are weird. Mm. The things guys like or ask for, it's super weird to me. I don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know if that's that they've had so many women in their life that they have moved on from the traditional forms of doing it to things.
What are you thinking about? What incident are you
thinking about?
The toe. Oh, that, yeah,
weird.
That was.
That is just, I've never.
But I was like, all right, I'll do that.
I know. And you were very kind towards that man's request. But to me, it's never not, it's just not even occurred to me. And thoughts are free. Like, you can have all the thoughts in the world.
Well, you've thought about it since, haven't you?
Not in a way that I want to see how that is. Yeah, I don't want to try it.
What if that was a girl's, you know, requirement? What if she was like, I'm going to need you to do this before we do anything else?
Oh, yeah.
I would do it.
Yeah.
Okay. I would do it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to say that I wouldn't be like.
You're not above it. That's what you're saying.
I don't want it. But I'm happy to fulfill
Tip-toe
requests.
Jam. Woo!
Don't worry. I've got something. If you want that, I'll ask for something else in return.
Oh, a little tit for tat. I see.
Well, you bet. Isn't that the deal?
I guess. So.
Isn't that the way that all works?
I don't know. I'm kind of a giver, so I wouldn't know about that.
Oh,
you know?
All right. Wow. Okay. 408 says, I'd like to wish my wife, Shireen.
Oh,
did you miss a letter? Well, anyway, Shireen, happy 19th anniversary. We've listened every morning to both versions of the show. Vinny, Sarah and Vinny. Vinny and Sarah No Name and Sarah and Vinny. We love you guys.
Love you, too. Thank you so much for listening. And happy anniversary to you and your lovely bride, Shireen.
Happy anniversary. Ha, ha, ha. Happy anniversary.
Oh, look at that. It's the Chipmunks version.
Oh.
The Minions.
Oh,
the Minions,
sorry.
Whatever. The Minions, you know, they're just the modern day Chipmunks, let's face it.
Cursed rock response. Back in the 80s and 90s, they used to play up the curse of the Egyptian pharaohs on the pyramids of Giza to get tourists to stop stealing pieces of them when they visited.
Well, that seems to have worked. I would never steal a piece of a pyramid.
LOL, like the Brady Bunch, don't take the cursed artifact. Yes.
Right. That's right, that little...
The tiki head.
Little talisman, yeah.
Yeah. They used to say that about black sand beaches in Maui, too, that if you take a rock, you're cursed. Right.
That's a good way to put people off it, because just in casers, you know, I don't want a curse. God knows. I hope this person's curse ended when they sent back their Yellowstone rock.
Hey, guys, you're probably remembering.
It's like miracle water.
Yeah, man,
they
those ads.
They got a check for $14,000 in the bank.
I actually keep meaning to go back to that channel and see if those commercials are still running. Like, regularly, is this guy able to pull this scam off? Well, sorry, I don't know that it's
maybe a scam. It is
a
scam.
He has miracle water.
He doesn't.
And when you get it,
nope,
you get free checks in the mail.
Yeah, that's not. It's a scam.
Okay.
I'm going to go right out on a limb on this one.
Hey guys, you're probably remembering the writer's strike when Vin's brother was out of work. Okay.
Yes, that is what I'm remembering.
That must be what it was.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. Salt prevents moisture, guys. Yeah, I didn't think that was the case. But either way, I'm glad to know that whoever.
Maybe it clumps together because it's holding the moisture in or something. Maybe it does.
Another,
prevent moisture from forming on something else, but it sucks it in itself.
Another texter texted in saying the salt prevents moisture so well that they need the rice to prevent the salt from soaking up the moisture.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, all right.
I see. All right.
Zeppelin on Alice. Woot, woot.
Yeah, that was fun. Actually, I enjoyed the heart version of that song so much better than the U2 version of that song.
Well, it doesn't sound like U2 even tried. I mean,
no, they were just standing there with a phone, you know.
They're legit musicians. I'm sure they could have put some energy into that.
They could have. It was supposedly just a little gift for their crew.
Right, and I think their point was that their crew does a great version of it. You wouldn't want to upstage them in the process of honoring them, would you?
No.
So, I get it now. I haven't worn a real wire bra since March, but I bought these very comfy stretchy bras, kind of like genie bras they used to advertise on infomercials.
Oh, I don't know anything about those.
I don't either. Genie bras.
Oh, I got it here. Hold on.
Why can't we just normalize the high beams, huh? Yeah, I wouldn't think that you'd want to. Oh, it looks. Is that a cami? Is that a camisole?
Yeah, it looks like a little cami bra. Oh, that's cute. You know what I don't like about those is that I hate pulling bras over my head. They're hard to get on and off, like those sports bra things. I want there to be clips, whether it's in the front or in the back. I don't care. I don't want a wire, and I don't want to have to pull it over my damn head.
Oh, boy.
I just don't want it. So
Jeez.
I am, and that's why. And you know what?
So
I just don't want to. I just don't want to wear a bra. I'm so happy you're not wearing a bra. It actually makes me 10% happier in life in general to not have a bra on.
Oh, well,
breathe
I say
free.
Go
my
with
lungs
that.
Can
Absolutely.
My lungs can expand. I'll just get those little nipple plasters and I'll be done with it.
I don't even
Sarah,
worry about that.
Wear biker shorts under your dress. No thigh. Okay, well then, but you, yeah, then you'd have a padded seat cushion. That's not good.
Yeah, I don't. Look, if you like dresses, wear them. I don't. They're not for me. I don't have great legs. I don't want my thighs touching. I don't want to wear biker shorts underneath my.
I like the few times you've worn a dress, but I realize it's not your thing.
It's really not. I just feel
and then
dumb
when you did
it.
Wear a dress, there were people who nitpicked you to
yeah,
death.
Yeah, they gave me crap about my shoes. I'm like, they totally match. Get off me. I got to walk around. It's a festival, for God's sake. What am I supposed to wear? High heels? Come on.
Yeah, I realize.
No, they're just a pair of green Vans. Oh. Or some Van-like shoe. I don't know. Just like little dumb tennis sneakers. God, they match the dress perfectly. I'm like, this is perfect. I'll be able to walk around. I'll feel masculine in a dress, you know.
I thought you looked great, but
thanks,
you know,
Vinny. I appreciate that.
It doesn't.
That wasn't the day you had the Speedo on, right? That was a different summer thing.
I really don't like the way you threw that into the conversation. That's not the story at all about what happened. But
so it was the day you had the Speedo on?
I don't know, but the point is, you're bringing up something without explaining it, and that just
what was
like
the explanation for that
well,
again? I can't remember because it just seemed
we
like you wanted to
celebrating
a
summer thing, and
yeah.
I wanted to do something outrageous for our stage announcement. I thought it would be fun. And then it turns out people can't live without taking 1,000 pictures of every single thing.
And that,
that
didn't
happens.
Occur to you until after, like you.
Well, I thought it would just be funny and fun, and we'd just have a fun moment on stage, and then it turns
oh,
out
we
I've
did.
Never
no,
lived
we did.
It down at
well,
all.
I mean,
ever.
That's what happens. You know, when you do crazy things, people tend to remember them and commemorate them with photos.
Yeah, thanks, guys. 415 says, Vinny, he's a pony, not a horse, named Frozen and no balls. How happy can he be? I laughed so hard I cried yesterday. Hysterical. Thank you. Yeah, there's a lot of breaking down different horses and stuff on yesterday's show. If you're an equine lover, you really missed a special segment.
Ooh, you really did. It was a good time.
And Sarah was able to finally flex that horse college, those that yes, 1 year of horse college.
1 year of horse college really came in handy in that last segment. I was like, hey, sit down. I know some stuff about this. You know me.
Look at her.
Looking for
her
ways to flex.
Mr. Olympia pose. You don't. Yeah, there you go. You do know it.
Thank
okay,
you.
Great.
Of course I do.
I think there's one with the hand up too. That's
oh,
anyway.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I can't remember.
Something how... like
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
I think it's something like anyway, whatever.
But you got to have a smile on your face. You got to be like totally tensed in your body like and then you go. That's my favorite
and
part.
And I fear all of those people from those, the white people, I should say, from the weightlifting competitions could be considered blackface the way they put on that fake tan.
Oh, boy.
It is
they
frightening.
Really do slather it on.
Yep. I love Danielle. My husband and I are in the middle of Big Brother 3 right now. We started watching it to fill the void this year.
Oh.
Regarding Big Brother, I'm glad the people are kicked off or no longer playing. I hate it. All of them are so good. Bring on likable all-stars.
Yeah. Why does it have to be winners? There were a lot of people who have come back in other seasons that I'm like, I had enough of that guy on his season. But
I
you know,
agree. Well, I think Paul is someone that I've seen enough of. I do think he's a nice person. I don't
he's
hate
fine,
him.
I'm sure, right.
But I, you know, show me something else.
Right.
And especially back earlier, I wasn't watching until I'd say the last 10 years. So if that thing's been around 20, show me some earlier successful. I want Danielle, but clearly.
I know. Well, she's happening. Got a life. So that's, right. I mean, we have to accept it. We have to accept people's wishes. She's an adult.
V, look up hypospadias. I don't know how to say that word. It's when boys, wiener. Exit hole is not on it's not on top yeah. It's underneath and that's why they don't have a straight you know what I know a story I have a friend who had a kid first well he had a daughter and then he had a son so the son came and we were talking about it and he said oh my kid's got to have surgery and I was like he was just born and he said that that's what the exit was underneath not straight out.
Oh.
And that
so
they
it was
had to,
on the shaft, but not here, at the end.
Is the underside
picture? Of
let's have a look at this.
As we were discussing,
I can see. Yeah, sure, yep, that is bad.
And the weird thing about this is, this conversation I had with him was, many years ago. The boy's grown up now, and I swear to you, it's occurred to me, and I haven't asked, and I shouldn't ask, and why would I ask? And yet, I'm like. I wonder if that turned out normal for him.
Probably, right?
Oh, you think?
I actually don't think that's that uncommon. I feel like I've heard of that.
Oh.
But
oh.
Or maybe it's just so remarkable that it gets reported.
I was like, wiener surgery and the kid's a week old? That's
oh,
awful.
Oh, look at the different places it can come from. Possible sites. Wow, that
yikes.
Can be not even on the area.
Yeah, I don't know. Ooh. I was frightened. I wanted to show support and not go into interview mode and I since have just said, well, that's you can't ever ask about that again. So yikes.
And
unfortunately,
maybe they'd be talking about it if there was a problem, you know? Maybe it
would
have been
would they?
That surgery wasn't successful. I guess he's gotta go back for a couple more. I don't
think they would. I think that's one of those. Mm. Oh, and here's 510 says Sarah is turning me off of lobster.
Oh, don't let me do
the
that.
The red
too.
And green stuff on lobster is called lobster butter. Yum, yum, yum. No, oh, you're gross, 415.
Me gusta mucho.
I'm out of time. All right. We'll be back after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thanks for listening today. We really appreciate it. We love all your texts and feedback. And if something occurs to you in the middle of the day, feel free to text it to us. I mean, or no, did you say it resets at midnight, Bryn?
Yeah, no, they save it for the next day.
Yeah, we get it.
Oh, we still get it. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's over the weekend or something that there's some kind of reset, yeah?
Right, after a few days it does reset.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So yeah, feel free. I mean, if it occurs to you, then and you could even, you know, resend it the next day just to make sure it gets on there.
We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, it's fun to have your text get on the air, I would think.
Hey, I want to mention something before we get too far down the road on goodbyes. Our guy, Marcus Osborne, who's filled in and helped out on our show many times when I've had to be gone, this kid thing, this having kids thing, it really has removed me from my routines. But he has helped us out many times during those occasions. And he is starting a new podcast, Marcus Osborne, The Safe Space, I guess is available starting this Friday.
I saw that he had posted up some picture, he put up a picture of the podcast logo and then he put a bunch of questions on it.
Right.
Like, so you can DM him the answers and stuff. But if you know, he's a very fun person to listen to. He always has, I find that he has a somewhat unexpected take. Like I'll be like, oh, I think Marcus will think this. And I'm like, whoa. It's some completely different thing. So, and that some of the questions were really funny too. I liked them. So, find him. He's SMF Marcus on Instagram, and I'm sure that
he needs to change that, doesn't he?
He certainly does.
The new show is called The Safe Space. But either way, check out our guy Marcus Osborne. He's got a new podcast. I love that guy, and I hope it goes great for him.
Me too. I don't see why he wouldn't do one. Everyone should have a podcast.
Well, not everyone, actually, but there are very talented broadcasters who aren't on the air that this is certainly a worthwhile way to do a show. Absolutely valid and valuable. So go, Marcus.
All right. Have a great day, you guys. Keep it on Alice all day, especially if you're streaming. Just, you know, when you're not listening, just turn it down. Then it'll be right there when you go to turn it back up. Stream. We'll catch you back here on Hope Day.
Have a good one. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.